Michael. Well done. Fantastic. You picked up the man of the match award. I know that's going to mean something to you and your time to think about it, but the victory, the team victory, is going to mean more to you.
Without Charlie. Their award means absolutely nothing. As you saw there today, that there was a 1-20 man show. And then I saw some of there today, but each and every one of them played a tremendous part in that game. And without them, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah. Goals won football matches. 4-2 coming up to half time. You've done very well. Daniel McGowan put a great ball into you, he would have buried into the net. At half time, what was the feeling in the dressing room? There was a 5-point lead there, which was pretty significant.
Well, we knew Kevin, I suppose, coming out at the beginning of the second half, knew Kevin was going to come hell for leather in that first 10-15 minute spell. A spell we sort of had to weather and try and chip off a few scores of our own. Thankfully that happened. Maybe we got a luck, Kevin, with a few wides, and I suppose moving near 10 minutes near them, we got that other fortunate goal, and I suppose you can see the scoreline, them goals and that struggle of green made a difference in the two teams.
The second goal really ended it, because they'd had their spell and you guys come back. Just before the goal, Dermot Malloy picked up a ball and kicked a great point as well, Michael, that Donegal needed at that stage.
By the shadow of it, I don't know how long it was we went without the score, but Kevin really came up on their spell. Every team was their purple patch, and Kevin really rose to the occasion there, had some great scores there, and we just had to try and weather it, stick in there and try and keep plugging away at scores, and thankfully just we got the rubber of the green in the end up, yeah. And we got the one.
I think the thing that stuck out for everybody that's seen Donegal in these three matches is the work rate and the commitment of the squad of players. I mean, Jim's given all the credit to the players, but you don't go out and play like that and play systems like that without having good management there as well, Michael.
I'll tell you that, I suppose you anybody's been at the three games and maybe watched us all year, so we tried to this game around the game plan and work rate. And I suppose you look at all the things that have been successful in the past. It's been over a tremendous bit of work, you know. And Jim's tried to install that, Jim and the background team. And we knew we needed to do hard work if we were going to be anyway successful. And thankfully, maybe it's shown in this campaign. But well, we're grouped now again, and we'll look forward to the All Ireland semi-finals with Tipperary. It's not going to be an easy battle.
Yeah.
So we're going to regroup again, and hopefully look forward to an All Ireland semi-final.
And on a personal basis, you have a little matter of a promotion match against Armagh in the O'Donnell Park on Sunday. From your own point of view, Michael, how difficult has it been since the Under 21 Championship came along and the matches have been played quickly, and the county matches have been ongoing as well?
I suppose it's been difficult enough, but thankfully both managers have communicated very well between each other, and they've given it the best of both for us. And I suppose when you're winning games, it makes it a lot easier too. So things are going good. We'll be looking forward to the game on Sunday. It's a big game for Donegal. Hopefully we get promoted and get onto the league final. Hopefully they're a good week for Donegal football.
Absolutely. I'm just going to make this point to you, Jim. It's 1995 since Donegal won an Ulster Under 21 Championship. They've won six in total, and three of them were back in the 1960s. Then there was 82, and then there was 87, and they went on to win the All-Ireland Championship in both 82 and 87. It'll be nice for this team to do that.
Without a shadow of a doubt, it'll be nice, as we say. We have Tipperary coming next Saturday. I don't know where that game's fixed for yet, but we'll be regrouping now in the next few days again, and we're looking forward to the Tipperary game. And we'll be regrouping and trying to organise ourselves again for that game, so we're not going to be looking too far ahead of ourselves. Okay.
Listen, Michael, we're proud of you all. Well done. Thanks for coming up. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
The Donegal captain, Michael Murphy, the man of the match.